the result on another night?
I think over the two legs, I think we're the team that deserved to go through. We were definitely on the front foot there. As I said, the only criticism we can maybe have is we never took our chances again. But we showed our quality. We kept on going right to the end. We pushed Ross County hard, and I thought we were the better team.
You must have thought you were going to score right at the beginning because you were pressing them from the start.
It was. We had a couple of great opportunities the first 10, 15 minutes, and that's the ones you've got to take, especially when you're playing against Premier League teams. You've got to take your chances, and it was a close call as well with Joe Cardo's penalty decision as well, especially after obviously the referee making the mistake in the last game as well.
Joe Cardo had a few chances. Do you think he was trying too hard?
I don't think he was trying too hard. He's always trying hard. To be fair, he scored a lot of goals for us this year. He's a quality player, and over the two legs he showed that. So now we've got a lot of quality players, and I think the boys showed their quality again, playing against Premiership teams and the way they passed the ball and dominated it for large periods of the game.
You got a lot of shots in, but unfortunately most of them went straight to the keeper.
No, I know. But the positive thing is when you're playing against Premiership teams that you're creating chances. Because usually when you're playing against them, you're defending for large periods and it's maybe the odd counter-attack. But I thought we looked a Premiership team tonight.
I think Ross County would be looking forward to the final whistle more than you anyway.
Aye, but at the end of the day it's about winning, and we're really disappointed not to be in the round, obviously the hat for the next round.
You always say, you know, it's concentrate on the league, that's what it's all about now.
It is, but the boys will go away with this with a lot of confidence. But you know what it's like after playing such a big game, you know, the last two games. You've got to make sure they're lifted for the game at the weekend, and hopefully the fans turn out in their numbers and get right behind the team, because we'll need them this weekend.
Do you have injury problems again with your centre-halves?
I know, it's incredible when you look at the amount of defenders that have been injured over this season. You could probably have about five or six defenders that have all been injured, so we'll just have to wait and see how big Ben is at the weekend.
What is his injury?
He was struggling to see. He was struggling. So we'll just have to take advice probably for the doctor and see how he is.
Andy Geggan?
He gets stitches. So can you place it at half?
No, thanks.
Okay. Oh, murder.
At least you can laugh about it.
No.
Thanks very much.